This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We got a lot of things going on. And of course, it's, time to make a change, right? Something's going to have to happen at the border because guess what? 10, 20, 30. So listen, they say 10,000 people are headed this way. This is sort of be the mother of all caravans is what they're reporting right now. And, of course, you have the Mexican government, their military, taking charge of our military at the border. And now we have the reportage of the armed smugglers. Now, I want to tell you that what we're hearing about at the border right now, with the exception of this massive number of caravanners, has been going on for years, guys. We've been reporting on it for years. Years and years and years and years. So it's nothing new, but of course it's at heightened concern now because maybe the public is starting to get an idea of what has been going on at the border, and maybe these people who just love to have this trafficking in human flesh and slavery are starting to be found out. So it's sort of like, becoming a thing to understand. Wouldn't you say? In about time we understood it, huh? Yeah, the border is wide open, open borders. Anybody who wants to come in can come in. It's just okay with us here in the United States of America. And I know that everybody's just happy that they've given up their sovereignty. So this is the way it is in America, right? Well, I don't think it's going to be that I don't think it's going to last this long that these guys are going to do this. I think we're coming to a crisis point, no question about it. Crisis point is happening right now as we talk. Sending armed soldiers to the border, that's what Trump is going to be doing. He suggests the Mexican army disarmed U.S. troops as cover for drug smuggling. Probably so. A distraction. This is what the left does. You got to have a school shooting over here so that we can distract away from other things happening with a certain ex-president, right? Well, just, Sri Lanka here, what's happening at the border in America? It's all part of the same plan. This is what they do. It's two-hand Monty, if you will. And this is how it's going. It's going this way at the border. So, yeah, Trump is absolutely correct to say Mexicans disarmed U.S. troops as cover for drug smuggling. Shocking that they would do such things, since they are criminals, right? So, we've got this sort of thing going on. I mean, just brighten your day up, you know, just brighten your day up. Supreme Court heard yesterday about the question of citizenship. And well, the other big thing is, of course, the Democrats now want to talk to all of Trump's people. And, you know, because there's no collusion and there's no conspiracy, they want to prove that there's collusion and conspiracy after everybody. So the president's saying, nah, I don't think so. Executive privilege. Thank you. Whatever executive privilege he can throw it at them and then just move on. But, you know, there is going to be payback. At least people are going to perceive it as payback. I think that what has happened with the Mueller case, Spygate, everything, is just simple following the law and preventing this kind of lawlessness that's been going on. That's what I think. I'm, you know, but I'm just a person. You know, what can I say? Well, I am just a person. So the Democrats right now think that they have some sort of moral high, can you imagine this, the moral high ground? I was listening to Hillary Clinton on the radio last night. I could not believe it. I was driving around in the car and I heard this. Hillary Clinton talking about how Donald Trump, he should be impeached, and he did commit the, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, the tides will be turning on her. You hear me, girlfriend? It's going to be turning against you. So this is the world that we live in, right? Where the criminals get off with everything. This is California. And now you, it's just sort of, you know, in your face in America, too, but certainly California. By the way, the big dig that's going on right now is they're mining in San Francisco. Mining, yeah, they're mining. You know, like the miners go out and get the canary and all that stuff. You know, that canary in the mine. What is the canary in the mine for? Well, the canary is there to sniff out the poop. It's now becoming more of a big story. Like, we've been talking about this story for months and months and months. And now it's coming to a head, if you know what I mean. See, there is a lot of things happening in San Francisco, like the poop and the more poop. And, of course, we talked about this yesterday, just massive mounds of poop. The whole city, it's kind of interesting. I didn't quite get it until after the show when we were talking about this chart I was seeing. It was stunning, stunning. This chart that I was seeing about all the poop spots all over the county and city, because it's a county-city thing in San Francisco. The poop, the reports of poop. And I'm sitting here thinking, reports of poop. There actually are reports of poop. Poop spots, the poopers. When they get the pooper scoopers out, right? Sitting there thinking, who is this guy? What in the world is he saying? No, but I'm serious. The poop is out. I mean, when you have the poop out, you have the poop out. My gosh. So when the poop is out, somebody takes a report, apparently. So if you've got poop in your neighborhood, let's hear what you've got going on there, okay? Let's hear what you've got going on. Because if you've got it going on, then you got it going on. You got that pooper out there. So this is what this. I'm serious. They take report. People call in, apparently. I don't know where they called in. But they call, I think this is the police or the health department. And then there gets to be a report number. And then there is a company that tabulates all the poop spots all over for about the last 10 years. And, I mean, you see San Francisco is nothing more than a pile of poop. And needles, of course. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's very, very interesting about the poops and the needles and all that stuff. It's a mountain of it. Absolutely a mountain of it, which is amazing. So you have the whole city or county, because remember, San Francisco is a county also, okay? But you have the whole county, and the thing about the whole county is there's poop everywhere. There's poop everywhere. Now, that is a problem. But it's also a problem for the people in the city, of course. But it's a problem for our nation, actually. And you know what's really kind of funny? Is now all of a sudden, for whatever reason, we're paying attention. I think we're paying attention to it because there are actual elections coming up. For guess what? The mayor a new mayor of San Francisco. And you know what? She may win. Because who wants to have any stinking poop, right? Do you? I don't. I don't want to have any of that stuff. But, you know, and I'm tired of going to San Francisco. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was watching some of the video this morning, some of the stories, because everybody's got this story now. Even the ABC, CBS, NBC, blah, blah, blah. All those people have it, right? Well, it's interesting because you see them pressure washing the sidewalks and all this good stuff because you can't have that stuff. This is exactly what our friends were telling us. These people who want to come into New California from San Francisco, they're telling me, hey, the poop gets on the ground. It gets on their shoes. They bring it into work. It gets on the carpet. And pretty soon after a few days, the carpet, everything starts to stink. Starts to stink. Well, it stinks. There's no question about it. It stinks. So they have to wash their carpet. This is kind of like an obvious thing that they have to do all the time is wash the carpet. I mean, how would you like to, I mean, just think about your house and what's going on with your house. All that poop and everything running around your household. Also, in Silicon Valley, 8 injured as a car deliberately hits pedestrians. Oh, terrorist attack in Silicon Valley? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
focused on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of screaming going on here. Lots of screaming. We need more screaming, that's all I can say. We need more screaming. Well, let's see. Trump suggests Mexican army disarmed U.S. troops as cover for drug smuggling. President Trump. In a tweet Wednesday, accused Mexican soldiers involved in a recent incident with U.S. troops along the border of aiding drug cartels. Mexico soldiers recently pulled guns on National Guard soldiers, probably as a diversionary tactic for drug smugglers on the border. Better not happen again, Trump warned. We are now sending armed soldiers to the border. Mexico is not doing nearly enough to in apprehending and returning. He continued. Says his tweet came hours after it was reported that two U.S. soldiers were stopped earlier this month by Mexican soldiers who thought they had crossed the border in a remote section of Texas south of the local border wall section, but north of the actual physical border. The Associated Press reported Tuesday that Mexican troops departed after a brief conversation with the U.S. forces and a subsequent inquiry by Customs and Border Protection found that the Mexican soldiers believed themselves to be on home territory when the confrontation occurred. During the incident, a Mexican soldier reportedly confiscated a service pistol from one of the U.S. troops, depositing it inside one of the U.S. vehicles. A NORTHCOM spokesman confirmed the incident to The Hill. After a brief discussion between the soldiers from the two nations, the Mexican military members departed the area, and the U.S. soldiers immediately contacted the Border Patrol, who responded quickly, and throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers never followed all established procedures and protocols. Okay, this is very, very common down there. According to my sources, which we've had many at the border, these kind of things have happened over the years many times. I think even Holman was on the news talking about this, that this has happened before. You know, but oftentimes the patent thing they do is act as a diversionary tactic of some sort. Now that is usually what happens. A bigger problem in this regard at the border, besides the 10,000 people coming. Well, if it's 10, it's 30. That's just the rule, the way it works, okay? A bigger problem is what we saw with heavily armed men escorting migrants across the border. It's not uncommon down there to have heavily armed cartel members who are doing what? They are smuggling drugs across the border, and they're heavily armed. That's not uncommon. Now, the reason why I pull this out as somewhat of an exception is because now we're getting, in fact, there's video evidence of this, that these men are protecting and escorting migrants across the border. That is a little bit different. It's happened in the past, but what we're starting to see now, and again, there's some really good videotape about this, and we'll put it up on the website, that these heavily armed men are escorting these people across the border or getting them to the border. Now, the gig is get to the border, and you throw up your arms and say, hey, I'm here. Whatever you want to do with me, take me now. Okay? That's kind of the gig, isn't it? And that's what they've done. They go across a fence in a remote area of the desert, and basically, they get across the border. This is in Arizona. And ultimately, they get arrested. They get arrested by the Border Patrol. And then they're let loose, of course. because you can't hold them anymore, right? So that's they just escort them, and the men with the weapons stay at the border after escorting, okay? This is what the visual is showing here. It's nice we have all the visuals of this stuff happening. It's wonderful, isn't it? And we're doing nothing about it. Just come on in. You guys want to come across the border, another 10,000 coming in. Now, the interesting thing, I got a number here that I was reading about. This is what the number that the Border Patrol, I believe, either they're going to or they have set out already today, that in the first quarter, the first part of this year, 418,000 have come across the border. Now, this is April. So we've got January, February, March, right, is what it, that's the first quarter. That's the reporting period. Now those numbers that they just reported are not too far of the off the numbers that we've been reporting for the past 6 months, basically, and it's getting to be more and more and more and more and more. They're working their way to a million. They'll be at a million pretty soon because I believe 250. See, I believe there's probably at least a million that have already come across. These are the ones that they've apprehended. Oh, I think they apprehend a third of what really is reported. So we're talking over a million in the first quarter. I believe that number. So if we keep on going by quarters here, you know, we'll have 5 or 6 million that have come across the border, caught or got through. Those, I think, are realistic numbers. But I think you're actually going to end up with higher than that because what's happening is that they're flooding now more across the border. Now, this one right here, this one caravan that's coming up, is interesting in the sense that this caravan is a larger numbered caravan, right? The mother, so-called mother of all caravans. They say it's 10,000. It's probably 30. I think it'll easily be 30 by when things get all said and done, maybe even more. So they come across the border. Now, keep in mind, this is April. And what's happening in that Sonoran Desert between the Mexico, California, from south of California and Arizona and New Mexico and parts of Texas there, it's hot. Hot, hot, hot. And it's warming up for the summer. And these temperatures in that desert during the daytime are going to get up to 115 to 118 degrees. At night, it's going to cool down to a nice chilly 95. And snakes everywhere at night, of course. That's when their killing zone starts. This is my point, is that there's going to be a shutdown because of the heat. So they've got to get these assets across the border right now. Now I say assets. Oh, that's a different thing too, huh? They've got to get these people. Well, I'm sorry. You know, if you're buying and selling human flesh, then these are your assets, isn't it? Isn't it? That's what it is. You don't want to lose your assets. No. Asset retrieval. So they're going to come across the border and kind of trickle down. Unless they can get those nice air-conditioned buses from south of Mexico and just cruise on up. Now, who would be paying for those? Well, maybe the Catholic Charities and other organizations, right? Because they need cash flow. And who's cash flow. This is the whole thing about these religious organizations providing the food and the shelter and the clothing for all these folks. And they get paid by the head, by the United States government. I don't know why we're not shutting that one off, huh? And we could and we should. But we're not. And now that's a big question mark. That's nothing more than a lure to bring these people across. You know, we talk about California providing lures for illegal immigrants, like driver's license and money and schools and, you know, medical, all this stuff. But what about the federal government? When are we going to shut that spigot off? I guess it's when the Chamber of Commerce wants it shut off. They seem to be running the whole show down there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And border troubles. We'll be monitoring what's going on with the border. Of course, naturally, it's just... Now we got another thing came up. This isn't a Fox News thing. It says, better not happen again. Trump warns Mexico about soldiers pulling guns. It's just not a healthy thing. And let's see if we can get this thing going here. It says this is from his tweet. We read that thing from his tweet. But what are they saying here now? Okay, that's basically the same thing. Trump tells, okay, yeah, that's what, I don't know one Border Patrol agent that is going to accept. This is a little bit more of a, this is from Brandon Judd. Now, the story is expanding here is what has happened. So this is, the first one was from The Hill. This is from Fox News. Now we get a little bit more of the information about what they're thinking. It says, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, said over the weekend that these things don't just happen by accident. Now he's confirming what I was saying earlier. But again, this has been an ongoing problem down there. Border Patrol agents primarily, not very often military. Now, when you get to military, that's a different issue. Right? We have at the border, we've got Border Patrol and military. And the Border Patrol was doing exactly what they were doing, and the military was doing exactly what they were doing, all legally. No issues. And our people were on our side of the border. Yikes. See, that's just a bad combination. That just says you're that a little bit touchy right now in these political times, right? When we're being openly invaded, yet no one seems to want to do anything about the open invasion, which is interesting because the president has a responsibility to protect us, but, you know, the courts take that away from him. Yada, yada, yada. It says, I don't know one Border Patrol agent that is going to accept that story that the Mexican military thought that these National Guardsmen were in Mexico, Judd said on Fox and Friends. We have hundreds upon hundreds of incursions by the military, Mexican military, into the U.S. You see, there it is. Yet, we have very few incursions by Border Patrol agents into Mexico. Trump also warned Wednesday of a very big caravan and threatened once again to close part of the southern border. A very big caravan of over 20... They're reporting 20,000. I think they may... And I'm saying 30. So Trump comes out with his tweet. When did he come out with this? This morning. No, he came out at 4:30. Yes, and I think he's probably taken a lead from us at Agenda 21 Radio and other places that when you see these things, just go, you know, times three when you hear these numbers. Because remember, it was initially the first caravan in April of last year, Pueblo Sin Frontera. They said, oh, it's 500 people, no big deal. No, really? So I said, what about that 1,500s of probably starting to look like down there? We get, you know, we have resources. In fact, Facebook's a pretty good resource. I'm just giving you a resource right now. Just go to Facebook and check out Pueblo Sin Frontera or caravans, and pretty soon they'll pop up. You'll see these things. And you can judge for yourself the numbers of people in these caravans. It's pretty simple judgment. But, you know, we actually have people down there we talk with. And they say, oh, yeah, it's probably 15, 20. So automatically we were saying, oh, it's 500. You're saying it's actually 1,500. And as things went on in that first caravan, we were up to 5,000, no problem. And that's what it about turned out to be. So that, I mean, to have a one today, this is a year later, at 20,000 isn't that big a deal. I think 30,000 is probably a better number. When all things are said and done, they get their ways here. It says, Mexico must apprehend the remainder or we will be forced to close the section of the border that coyotes and cartels have weapons. Ha! The president tweeted Wednesday. Now, we know that, and that they've had them all along. They've had them for years. Mexican immigration authorities are attempting to detain individuals who are part of the large caravan currently migrating north. Now, okay, they detained Mexico in about 400 people as part of this caravan was moving through. They got the tail end section. They just chopped them up. I think that was all for show by the Mexican government. They were just doing it by show. See, we're trying to stop it. Well, everybody gets through. Right, right, right. So you take 500 out of the, you know, 20, 30,000 that are coming across. There you go. That's a good demonstration, Mexico. Good job. We give you plaudits. You can't trust them. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the government is not letting migrants go wherever they please. He said that controls are for migrant security because human traffickers are allegedly infiltrated among... Shocking! Oh, my God. Obrador, I can't believe you said that. You're saying that. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Obrador. You know you get money from that. We don't want for them to just have free passage, not just out of legal concerns, but for questions of safety. Oh, there you go. And everybody's supposed to be, I was listening to some of the commentators this morning in my earbuds, like I know. See, we have four or five services going on at one time, so we're getting all the news all the time. I can multitask from an audio standpoint. So we're listening, and I'm sitting here going, are you kidding me? I mean, if people can't see this, that this is nothing more than just, I mean, so what was happening was the guy on the radio was talking about, well, it wasn't radio, it was a TV show that's on audio. Anyway, well, you know, the Mexican governments are really trying to step up and stop this. And I said, really? You can't see that this is nothing more than a charade by the Mexican government to say, oh, we're doing something, we're doing something, and when they're doing really nothing. You know, just because they run out and arrest a few people doesn't mean they're taking care of the whole, right? No, they're not. They're just trying to appease people, and people buy it on this side of the border. Oh, that feels so much better. Now we don't have to be concerned with the problems associated with all these people coming across. I'm so happy that Mexico, see, it makes Mexico look good when the Mexico's, these people are getting large dollars to do this. Cartels in Mexico control Mexico, not Obrador. See, the cartels want to control this country, you know, like they do California. Right, Nancy? Oh, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi. We don't want for them to, oh yeah. According to Mexican immigration authorities, Mexico has deported 11,800 migrants so far this month and is being more selective in who is given a visa. Okay, well, maybe so. And maybe that's their word that they deported that many. Now, if you count that, this is kind of an interesting little gig. If you count, am I coming up to, oh, gosh, come on. Can't believe it. Coming up to a break. But if you count this, this is how they, maybe they count these deportations. Because, you know, when they get down there and they count, somebody comes across the border, then goes back, it's a funny thing the way that they keep the statistics. But so some of you maybe do not know, but you might understand, that the babies are being recycled at the border. The children. Remember, you got to have a child to be a family unit, and if you're a man, you walk across the border, you're a family unit. You get across the border. Oh, we're you. Here's your ticket. Come back in 8 months. And they're going to come back. Well, what he does is he gives up the baby. It goes back across the border and gets rented out for another man to come across the border. They rent them. They recycle them. Maybe that's the numbers they're talking about. 11,800 migrants deported. Right.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. What did Tucker Carlson say last night? I think I'm going to find out. You know, Tucker Carlson is doing really stellar work. Remember Bill O'Reilly? See, you don't even remember him. Right? I was always 50-50 on O'Reilly. You know, and I think what really got O'Reilly in trouble was, because people thought less than 50. I think that's what started to happen with him. And so things started to work against him, so to speak. But, you know, the guy did great stuff. I mean, he accomplished a lot of things. And now he's off to doing stuff with the Blaze and stuff like that. Sort of forced retirement in the media standpoint. So he's kind of lost some of that luster, I guess you can say. Which, you know, if that's what's going to happen, yes. And that's what's going to happen. But, you know, and again, I'm not in that world, so to speak. I'm sort of in that world, but not the big time world that we're talking about that you always see and hear from these people. I'm not, you know, I don't get millions of dollars, that's for sure. But I do it because I love all my audience, and I love everybody that's going on. So I'm going to check in to see if we got a clip there for Tucker. He's got some clips that I'd like to see. See if he's got any. Editor just picks mission accomplished. Did Russian election interference degrade the... This is such a bunch of... Did I say that? I shouldn't say that. Okay, one of the things I wanted to get to, though, and I'm going to play this, I think. Tucker, Democratic Convention, or sabotage... Okay, this is I think, relevant. There's a couple of things that are relevant on these editor's picks that I'm seeing here on the audio clips, and one of them is Greg Jarrett on Hillary Clinton's claim of the DOJ gave Trump a pass on her hypocrisy is breathtaking. Okay, I heard this comment. I got to do this one. I'm going to go with this one first because I started off the show mentioning this. I don't know if I talked about it on the show or the people I was talking to before the show. But listen, okay, so yesterday Hillary Clinton comes out and talks about, you know, I can't believe Donald Trump got the pass from the DOJ. And I'm sitting here thinking, girlfriend, you should be in the slammer. And maybe you're going to the slammer. But I'm just saying, that's just something that that's out there. So I'm listening to all this thinking, you hypocrite. You hypocrite. I'm not going to say it on the phone. I'm not going to say it on the radio. But you know what I mean. So the hypocrisy is absolutely incredibly abundant.
Yet another big story we are following tonight. Hillary Clinton today actually suggesting President Trump is getting a free pass on obstruction of justice. She ever heard of the phrase, people, glass houses, shouldn't throw stones? You can't make this up. But here it is.
Here it is.
Any other person who had... engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted, but because of the rule in the Justice Department that you can't indict a sitting president, as I read it, basically what I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice, but we're under the control of the Justice Department, and their rule is you can't indict
The Attorney General, Madam Secretary, actually said the decision was in no way based on any consideration of whether you can or cannot indict a sitting president. No, that was the Office of Legal Counsel, Rod Rosenstein, the guy that signed the fourth FISA, the third renewal, and the same one that also appointed Mueller, took them seconds. They didn't have the evidence at all. But we have evidence on you. Joining us now, the author of The Russian Hoax, The Illicit Scheme, Clear Hillary Clinton, and Frame Donald Trump. Boy, he's been right. Fox News contributor and legal analyst Greg Jarrett, also investigative reporter Sarah Carter is with us. You know, Rush Limbaugh said, we're going to play this in a minute, Greg, by every standard, the evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible. She even sent out Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, a note to State Department employees, don't use your private devices for State Department materials. She signs it. Private server, classified, top secret information marked as such on her, on that secret server in a bathroom closet. We believe hacked by at least six foreign intelligence agencies. Now, that's the underlying crime. Why did she delete 33,000 subpoenaed emails, bleach bit, and beat up the devices and pull out SIM cards? That would be an intent of obstruction, meeting all the criteria and standard. Donald Trump wishing that he wants to fire Mueller or Rosenstein and not do it doesn't rise to the level.
You know, we always knew that Hillary Clinton was a lousy candidate. Now we know she's a lousy lawyer. There was no legal basis for obstruction of justice. Her hypocrisy, as you point out, is really breathtaking here. She's the queen of obstruction of justice, destroying 33,000 emails and devices under subpoena. You know, honestly, if she were smart, and she is not, to be sure, she'd put a sock in it. Because criticizing the attorney general who holds potentially your fate in his hands is really unwise. It's just plain stupid. I mean, William Barr might decide, I'm not just going to investigate the FBI. Now I'm going to investigate Hillary Clinton for obstruction of justice, reopen the email scandal, 110 different felonies, and I'm going to look into her role in selling uranium assets to Russia at the same time $45 million is flowing into her her foundation. So, you know, she ought to keep her mouth shut or she'll get herself in deeper trouble than she already should be in.
You know, and by the way, they're calling for unredacted materials. Apparently there's a reference in there to Bill and Monica and tapes in Russia. You know,
there
I don't know. But it's neither here nor there.
Hypocrisy is just incredible. But, you know, I think Jared is right. She shouldn't be out saying this kind of stuff because a guy like Bill Barr, I mean, think about it. I mean, if you haven't gotten to know that fuzzy little navel, teddy bear, I guess. I mean, this guy's on the right side, not her side. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to play this quick clip because this is a, you know, amazing how things just sort of come together here. But we were talking about this earlier in the show, and then they've got, I haven't seen this yet, drug feces in plain sight on the streets of San Francisco from Fox News, and that's just exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the hour. Here we go.
Francisco struggling to keep its streets clean as a new report shows that the city's problem is worse than ever.
Wow. Campus Reform Editor-in-Chief and Fox News contributor Lawrence Jones went to San Francisco to see the problem.
You see, I'm wondering if you can confirm what I'm
firsthand
saying.
And find out what locals think about it. He joins us now. Good morning, Lawrence.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing okay. What happened in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's a mess out there. The best way I can describe it was after five steps of getting out of the camera truck, I saw my first needle. Guys, it's a mess, but it's something that you got to see for yourself. So take a look at this.
There's feces everywhere, homeless people, needles. Is that the norm around here?
Unfortunately, it is. It's devolved. The city has become so much worse in the last 10 years. That's a disgrace.
I could see a lot of people in the area that we're in. They were all, like, you know, had needles, you know, pumping up in their arms just outside.
Everybody's shooting up right up the street. They don't care. Selling dope, crack, whatever.
It's a bad situation. I don't really know what the solution is going to be.
So what do you see on a typical day with people?
Drug use. People shoot up right in the middle of the street. It's crazy.
While the kids are crossing.
Kids, yeah.
Families are going
families
to the tourists.
Going, and everything. Excrements all over the floor, all over the ground.
Is it really safe for kids to play at the playground when you see all this waste, human waste, and needles?
Play
everywhere?
At the playground. I wouldn't bring my kids to the playground. I wouldn't bring my kids here.
Jeez. About how many pounds of feces? Yeah.
At least 5 to 10.
And the needles?
10 to 20 every day.
Every day.
Man, that can vary. It could be anywhere from 5 to 10 or 10 to 20. It depends on what route you take.
And piles of poop?
Man, now that's the biggest thing is the smell.
I have my grandkids here. You know, I'm scared to let them walk on certain parts. You know, sometimes I have to pick them up and carry them. I don't want...
Yeah, I'm not going to play the rest of this. This is just sick. And again, this kind of, what I was talking about the other day, and the whole day is about, you know, the poop pee thing and the smell and all that other stuff of San Francisco. Jeez. I mean, the degradation, human degradation there is just amazing. And that's Gavin Newsom's town. It all started with Gavin Newsom when he was the mayor. Yeah, now he's the governor of California. He likes to go to El Salvador and hang out with MS-13 folks. That's the way it is in this world, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay tuned for more of Agenda 21 Radio and A21R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.